This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. And on this show, we've reported a lot about drug smuggling and how it's affected communities along the U.S.-Mexico border. As difficult that is, either in Mexico or the U.S., imagine having your community straddle that line. That's the situation for the Tohono O'odham Nation, a Native American reservation that sits in both Arizona and Mexico. Eric Ekholm is a national correspondent for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So, Eric, what's happening in the Tohono O'odham Nation?
Well, they straddle 75 miles of border. Some of the residents live across the border. But it was sort of a weak point in terms of the drive against smuggling, both of people and increasingly of drugs. And as enforcement cracked down in California and Texas and other parts of Arizona, more and more of the drug smugglers, especially marijuana, started using the reservation as a transit point.
Well, the federal government is praising the Tohono O'odham Nation's cooperation with them as they start to pour more marshals in there and crack down on what is marijuana smuggling. But the residents there say they're afraid to leave their homes. They can't go out and collect food that they get, traditional foods out of the desert. It seems to be impacting their daily lives.
Very much so. It's a very strange atmosphere there, especially at night. Almost no one goes out. People are afraid there are, you know, possibly armed smugglers coming through, large groups of migrants, and at the same time, it's crawling with Border Patrol agents in trucks and on foot, and the tribal chairman called it a militarized zone. It's a very unpleasant and difficult situation for the tribal members who traditionally have been, it's a rather private tribe, insular. They're not used to a lot of outsiders, and now people are afraid of getting stopped. You know, if they drive out at the wrong time, wrong place, they might get stopped by the Border Patrol, but they also might come across a cache of drugs and be in danger from that. And others, you know, are lured by the money. It's a very poor place with massive unemployment. You can make several thousand dollars by agreeing to store marijuana or drive it out of the reservation. There are checkpoints everywhere, so it's a very odd situation.
And clearly there's a lot of kind of mixed feelings from the residents there. I mean, what did you get from most of them? Are they angry about the presence of all the law enforcement officials, or are they more afraid of the drug smugglers?
Well, I think most people there recognize that something has to be done so that the drug cartels don't just take over, and it's very sad to see there are families in which both parents have gone to prison and the children are raised by their grandparents. At the same time, most people have had the experience of being stopped and maybe searched or questioned by the Border Patrol, and they hate that too. So it's really kind of a no-win situation for them. They're caught in the middle for a problem that they didn't create.
And unfortunately for the Tohono O'odham Nation, that's also had to deal with all kinds of visa issues and everything else as they straddle that international border. This is just another problem there. Eric Ekholm, thanks so much. He's the national correspondent for the New York Times.